Begin the current daf, Masechta Shavuos daf Yud Ches, begin the Medbez, begin the Tesmat, begin the Gemara, Amar Shalei B'Samach Levest Taskin. Obviously, that we're talking about that it's not near the vest, meaning the Gemara is showing you that Abai has explained the Halacha, the Mishnah, that you parted from the carbon when you perish with Ebemez, because you're in the Pisha. Well, obviously the Mishnah is talking about that the Tashmish was Shalei B'Samach Levest. So Pishpa Kondrash explains, well, where do you see that? The Ebesamach Levest, because it was close to the time of the Bez, keeping the Mishamish Meis. Chayiv, if you're telling me that if you have intimacy when it's mace, you can be chayiv, so you can pierce by eva mace, not mi chayiv. So then, even if you separate with eva mace, you don't see chayiv. So obviously, it must be talking about shulay b'samach levesta. Masmetech perusha, it sounds like from Rashi's interpretation, the chayiv shtayim, that you'd be chayiv for two, a fully kipirish by eva mace, even when you're pirish by eva mace, if it was samach levesta. Although you're chayiv already for the knisa, chayiv nama pirish b'chayiv also for the separation. Chayiv pirish b'samach. So he explains this shortly. Gabiki itmar, when the Gemara tells us that Abaye ba'am itmar, that his halacha was not on the Mishnah. The pirish milsav api nafshehi, it's his own independent teaching. The halacha, what he was saying was like this: a mashamish matar b'samach levesta. If someone's having a relation with a tar, but it's close to her expected period, the shogag, and he made a mistake, be chol milibol. He thought, oh, I can do it and be done with it. But Amalei tells him, nitmeisi chayi beis so liable for two. It doesn't make a difference if he separated with erection or not. Either he can be chayiv. So you see that it's all dependent on the original Knesa, which was done by Isser, when it was Samach Levesta. Now, but there it seems, that's his opinion. The Kivin de Baal Lao, Samach Levesta, since he had relations when it was close to the vest, Mitchil Shag B'Shtein. In the beginning, the Shkog is on both, Maknisa and Prisha, the entry and on the exit. Gremlit Macy. And moreover, when she tells him, I became tummy, have you idea been Shigigas Knesa Lashigas Prisha? So now there's an awareness between these two Shkogas of the. The shkog is on both, but there's a yedin now separating between the entry and the separation. Shachas prisha chashiv shkaga, where the time of the prisha is considered as a shkaga. Av pishay day b'shas prisha, even though he knows now at the time of separation, shu actual boil nida that he's having a relation with a nida when he's separating the eber meis. Kivin shalidei or either way meis, but kivin shalidei kenisa balai. But since it came through the kenisa, which was b'shagig, that applies to the prisha too. Now the kasha is difficult because. The Hamash Mele'el, it sounds like previously, the Lemeshkachas Chayiv Beis, that the only time you have two liabilities, El B'Tamachachem Lazu B'Lay Lazu, only if you're Tamachachem for one and not for the other. Well, I perish, but according to the way Rashi explained, Meshkachas L'B'Tamachachem L'Shnein. You could even be a Tamachachem both, or could you perish Meis. But you separated Meis, and you're not considered Oinus because the Shkaga from the beginning is going on there too. V'Yashem says, you can say, is the Hadda Okim B'Tamachachem Lazu B'Lay Lazu, this is the Gemara explained, has to be Tamachachem for the Knesset, not for the Parisha, from the Savar, because he held Meshamesh, that's what the Gemara held, that because he holds Meshamesh Meis Potter. If you have relations, when it's Meis, you're going to be Potter, so how are you being Chayiv? Only be separated right away. But, well, then you'd be Bemezid. Oh, but you didn't know. Oh, okay, so therefore, it's considered as a separate Shkaga. Now, Mashis Kekam Bekuntras, this that Rashi mentions over here, well, even over here, he says, could the Kimna, like we explained, that's because actually, if you're separating with an erection, and it's for that you need to say that you're tamachachem lazu, and b'lay lazu, that you give me chayav carbon, also for the prisha. Now, so it says about kasha. What's difficult is like this: in Sefer Shabbos, Shivli Perek Hazarik, at the end of Perek Hazarik, of Kav Beis Amud Aleph, that meaning for, what he's saying is that what Rashi writes over here is just to say that even when you separate because you could say that as a shaykh if you didn't know that you have to wait that the Aver dies. And the Gemara previously held that Mishamish by Aver Meis by Rise, you can be potter if that's the case. There's no chibur carbon only when you separate right away with Aver Chai, and therefore the Gemara had to say it's like when you didn't know that you have to wait. Then it says what the question now is from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Shilu Perek Hazarik Davka Beis Amud Aleph, but he did not. Mishnah teaches that called. This is a rule. Kol chi b'chatois, all those are liable for chatos. In chayoven, you're not chayiv at shtei techilas on safe in Chicago, which malach of Shabbos. If no, the beginning and end has to be error. So muchach, it's obviously mizarek even beniskel achas shiyotz miyadai potter that even if you throw a stone and after it already left a hand, but it didn't land yet. And you realize what you did, so it's not erroneous anymore. You can be potter. even though when it went out from his hand, he was shaggy then. And he couldn't bring it back. It doesn't make a difference. You're going to be potter. Now, the question on that is that so our sugya, even if the prisha is like an outcome from the kenisa b'shagi, like Rashi is saying, but since you know about it before your prayers that she's tummy, so you're not shagi anymore on the prisha, and therefore one should not be chayv. So Benir Lefarish would seem to explain the daik that the inference is midikar le'abaya onus. From the fact that he called it onus, mechlav, the inference is the b'shleisa mechlav estaskin. Now that's the inference that we must be talking about. That's not close to the time of the period. Kedib esamach levester was close to the time of the period. Leshach lemakari onus. You can't call onus anymore. Kimin shapasha b'shas kenisa, since he was negligent at the time of the kenisa, you're right. He would be potter, but v'le mifte el mishem to have a chadash gaga. It would just be that because we could say that one shagig shakol ba'adei shkog or shenig, everything came through the first shagig, but you wouldn't be able to say that the two would be because of einus, not an einus. Then the Tosafot Tamei can say midach labaya, who was pushing abaya lo'okmei masnitin to explain the Mishnah shloi b'shas vesta, that is not at the time of the vesta, but lifta legamri, and to say okay, then he's totally exempt. Where hechad the pirish meis, where when you separate, when the aver is not erect, mama lo'okmei masamach levesta. Why can't you say it's close to the time of the vest? But looky. Ptur the masnitin and say when the Mishnah says yipater, it's a prisha that's just going on when you exit. Bisham says you can say it's the lishon masnitin mashmalei. The wording of the Mishnah he understood the ptur legamri sound like you're totally exempt. Bishlei pirish miyad, which is when you don't separate right away. If that's the case, it has to be that the kneisa also the reason why yipater is because shlei b'samach lebesta. Next test matter begins the gemara. Amakra the pasuk says b'tehini dasa alav, which may love darish. We explain him in the word alav, which means that she should stay on him. From that word, that we're not expounding from, which also sounds like that something should continue to be. That's actually needed like a darish, like the one darish and Yevamos of Memtesim Beis. That Philip B'Shas need does it even at the time of her menstruation. Kedushin tipsim ba tihi is like a lashon avai, which lashon of kedushin. That even then, even though she's quote unquote erev of him, the kedushin can take effect at that time. But a chuppas nida. Next, there's not to begin the gemara leisas manola. So it says, bothered, who said there's a leisa? It's only a say, not to separate with an aver chai. So it says, no, because we're saying that you chai v'chatas. And the limit chai v'chatas, you're not allowed v'chatas, lima ken yesh b'lav, only if it's a negative prohibition, midah v'pesach amila, where when it's a positive commandment, even if it has karas, one's not chai v'karban. That's how the Gemara is saying, we know there's leisa, see, so where do we know that from?